93.1 FM, 792 medium wave and online. BBC Radio 4.
It's 7 o'clock. Good morning and welcome to The Breakfast Show on Wednesday, the 26th of September with Sean O'Halloran.
And Elaine McGee. Good morning. The headlines. Work is to begin today on the £220 million dual carriageway between Dungiven and Drumahoe. A barrister says the injuries of a man who was shot on Bloody Sunday were compounded by the lies told about the victims. And one of the biggest names in television, Bill Cosby, will spend up to 10 years in jail for drugging and sexually assaulting a woman.
Justice was served. It's been a long time coming, but it arrived when a convicted felon named William H. Cosby Jr. left the courtroom in handcuffs.
I'm Richard O'Reilly with the Sport Done Talk. All but seal a fourth Premier Division title in 5 years and...
Time is just approaching 8:15. You're listening to The Breakfast Show on BBC Radio 4. The headlines. A barrister says the injuries of a man who was shot on Bloody Sunday were compounded by the lies told about the victims. A senior DUP advisor says he regrets not declaring at an earlier stage that his father-in-law had an RHI boiler installed. And the comedian Bill Cosby is spending his first night in jail after being sentenced to between 3 and 10 years for sexual assault. The judge branded the 81-year-old a sexually violent predator. Those who grew up viewing Cosby, who was once known as America's dad, are struggling to reconcile the conviction with the wise, warm television figure they knew. I've been speaking to American news correspondent Steve Lubetkin.
It's a 3-year legal battle that's come to an end, but it took over a decade to get into the court system. Bill Cosby, the famous entertainer, comedian, actor, being convicted on 3 counts of sexual assault and being sentenced to actual prison time. He was sentenced by the judge to 3 to 10 years in prison, and he was denied bail. He did not testify in his defense during the trial and during the sentencing phase of the trial when he had an opportunity to address the court. He declined. As soon as the sentence was read by the judge, he took off his jacket, his tie, and his watch, gave them to his lawyers, and was led out by sheriff's deputies in handcuffs. He spent the night in the local county jail, about a half an hour drive northwest of Philadelphia. And there they were going to determine which of the state correctional institutions he will eventually spend his prison sentence in.
Are there expected, Steve, to be more victims?
There have been a number of accusers. There were several in the courtroom. Some of them had waited as long as 30 years to get what they perceived was justice. There were at least 35 accusations against him by individual women, and it went up as high as 60. Primary accuser in this particular case, Andrea Constant, was a basketball player and a basketball team coach at Temple University in Philadelphia, and she submitted a victim statement to the court. In her victim statement, she made some comments about finally getting her justice. She said, I've often asked myself why the burden of being the sole witness in 2 criminal trials was to fall to me. And she did say that after many, many years, his decades-long reign of terror as a serial rapist is over.
And what's been the reaction, Steve? Because, you know, many here will be familiar with Bill Cosby, having been on TV for many years, but it's hard to put into words just how huge a figure he has been in the comedy circuit and in the TV industry in America for decades.
Well, it's true. It's a rather dramatic fall from grace from someone who was once known as America's dad because of his fatherly image. He did some popular television commercials for Jell-O Gelatin and was just very, very popular, enormously popular comedy show about a wholesome family situation. And, you know, that whole image has obviously been destroyed. It's a gigantic fall from grace, and you know, there are people on his side of the aisle who are saying that it was a miscarriage of justice. His publicity person, after the trial, tried to make some comments to that effect, and his lawyers have indicated that they will be planning an appeal. They were almost drowned out by many of the supporters of the women who were accusing Cosby of the sexual misconduct. So there are high emotions on both sides. but the vast majority of people seem to think that this was a case that needed to be heard and that justice needed to be served, and these women needed to have their day in court, and that's what they had today.
That was American News correspondent Steve Lubetkin.
Well, that's it from Breakfast this morning. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be back same time tomorrow. We will talk to you then. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
FM, 792 medium wave and online. BBC Radio 4.
BBC Radio Foyle News at 9 o'clock with Anna Quigley. Good morning. Work on the A6 road upgrade between Derry and Belfast will officially get underway today. Given Colin Hutchinson is